hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Wednesday. It is the 10th of October, 2007. And on the program today, after the first break, I'm going to bring up my co-host on cash flow for a few minutes because we want to talk about something very particular and very special that we're working on. So we will do that here in just a couple of minutes. And I wanted to take the time to tell folks out there that, well, there's more and more radio stations that are picking this network up. There's a half a dozen that are picking up programming out there that we didn't even know that they were doing it. Robbie Noel is, I think, on half a dozen stations now. People are picking up Mark Dankoff, Mr. Giuliani. Okay, they're picking him up. And we haven't even started in the marketing aspect of cash flow. This is a program that's specifically going after the credit card, how should we call this, fraud, and a backdoor approach of the banking system. Now, there are other people out there that do financial shows, and then there are financial shows. They won't tell you exactly what is going on and why it is. They just kind of chip around the edges and, well, put you right back in the matrix. So we're very pleased to have this going on. I knew if we stuck around long enough and kept working as hard as we've been working, that some good stuff was going to happen. And it is. I mean, if you build it, they will come. To steal a line out of the movie with Kevin Costner, Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. Although I haven't been hearing voices in my head, or ghosts haven't been talking to me from the cornfield. At any rate, that's some good news because, folks, what is happening to this country is an absolute unmitigated disaster. But it is a disaster, and if you were to tell this to the majority of Americans out there, that, well, what's happening to your country right now has been deliberately planned out, they would look at you like you're a Venusian and you got a third eye. They wouldn't believe you at all. Even though they see everything that's going on, they don't know the rhyme or the reason. They're going to get on, they're going to listen to a radio show out there, or Rush Limbaugh or whatever, and he's not going to tell you anything. There is, he's got 500 and some odd stations. If the man start getting up and speaking the truth, I don't think his contracts would be renewed, do you? Have you ever heard Rush Limbaugh interview any guest? No, he just gets up and entertains you for 3 hours, which he's very good at. I will admit that. Rush has been doing radio now for, 20 years? On better than, I think, still 500 stations out there. I don't think two-thirds of the country hate George Bush. George Bush only has an approval rating of 35%. And he's firmly in the camp of the neocons, let's say. Okay, so good things are happening, folks. You know, we're creating the environment. We're not wishing it into creation. We've worked very hard to build it, and people are starting to listen. Okay, we'll take the break. I'll be back on the other side with James Martinez, and we're going to tell you for a few minutes what we've been up to with that. More good news. We'll be right back.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we're back, and online with me is James Martinez. How you doing, James?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Better now than I was a few minutes ago. I was awash in a sea of cops out there.
What?
Round Rock's finest. Sir, we're investigating a road rage incident. And I said, well, I don't rage at the road.
Really? When did that just happen right now?
Yeah, and I told him, I said, guys, I'd love to stand here and talk to you. I said, but I'm on break here. I got to go. And they said, well, when can we talk to you again? I said, in about 8 minutes. So when I walked back out there, they said, oh, we got the other side of the story. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Hey, you know, the corporate Keystone Coffer cops, they're out there to keep the peace. You know, road rage and all that. Hey, look, the reason I brought you on the program today, and I don't know how many people have tuned in to listen to the program called Cash Flow, but I don't know if you heard me during the break. We've got stations that we weren't even aware of that are picking up our radio. Robbie Noel's on a half a dozen stations. Giuliani, which precedes Michael, he's in the 2-4 spot there, and you know, they don't even tell us when they're picking us up. So
it just happens automatic, huh?
Yeah, we got close to a dozen stations out there. We haven't even attempted yet to market any radio programming, but wait till they get a load of cash flow. I just told my guy here that's charting and tracking this stuff and making sure that the network spots are played and all that other stuff. which is mm-hmm. good for our advertisers. But at any rate, without even doing any promotion whatsoever, but I told him today, I said, look, I said, weave this into your tapestry. If you've got a spot out there from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, cash flow is the program. Because we are doing a backdoor approach here. And this has never been attempted in radio before. You see financial shows on the cable networks, the satellite pay systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but these are the cheerleader boys for Wall Street.
Exactly.
What we're doing with cash flow is we're centering on the fraud of the banks and the credit card system, but we're also educating the people as to that system itself. What a hellish little thing that it is.
Right.
You know, we talked earlier today on cash flow about, and I said, folks, I said, think about this as being like a corporation, and that this corporation has that monopoly. Now, we used to have antitrust in this country that prevented corporations from amassing other companies and cornering markets and doing all those other things.
Right.
Now, when was the last time you heard of an antitrust suit being brought? Yeah, right. By your response, that is very, very telling, and that is correct. You haven't. And what this is the corporations out there, a lot of the funding and a lot of the stock, a lot of the companies themselves, in part, are owned by guess who?
Right.
The banks.
Capital One, American Express.
Here you go. I mean,
MBNA.
And to them, I mean, you know, I mean, if you look at it from their eyes, from their vantage point, they're a corporation, and what's a corporation's number one job, aside from the product or the service that you're offering, is to expand your business. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you start looking at the international banking cartels and you take a look at the monopoly they have on the monopoly money,
mm-hmm.
Then it starts to make a little bit more sense. Hey, look, we're doing a project. Can we say the guy's name?
Sure.
And it is?
Truman Weatherly.
Okay.
Truman Weatherly, if you're listening, I told you we might talk about this today. So how you doing, Truman?
It's
Truman Weatherly.
And Truman has been – what's Truman been up to? Who is he?
Well, he's – right now, Truman was a producer, film producer in Los Angeles. He kind of got out of the business, and now he is a director of corporate charity for the Safe Harbors Foundation in Marina Del Rey. And he's doing a good job down there of cleaning up the waters and the seashores and all that so that no pollution comes in there, and is trying to do a whole project with them. But his background is in film and television, and he decided to make a massive change over and do something greater. And he happened to be caught the radio show, and I met with him. And as you know, we had some discussions, and I think one of the main things that is important to resolving and addressing this issue is directly with our schools all over the United States,
mm-hmm.
In high school, but especially in college. And college being the place where you show up, a lot of you students are on limited budgets, or you're on school loans. You're there to be safe, to learn, to get yourself ready for the workforce, and you know, you're studying various fields, and before you know it, you're in your freshman year, you got tables of people coming around saying, hey, you need a credit card. Do this, we'll give you a deal. And beginning the assault on the college student before they even graduate from college. The plan being that a good slave is one that you get early. So attacking a student, and I say attacking and raping them, is I don't think that's a harsh words, because basically kids are going through school to get their degree, to go out into the workforce, and before they're even graduated, they're already thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. And part of this is the movie Maxed Out, I think, is that's the one that covered. There was a college student that commit suicide over this particular issue, because look, you got to go to class, you got to learn. If you have school loans, a lot of you are working in class as well as going to school and everything. And then if you pick up a credit card, before you know it, Those of you who are not educated and don't know what you're dealing with, usually by the before you've graduated, most people are at least 10 grand, sometimes more, into the hole before they even got their degree. And then you get your degree, then you got your school loan, you got your credit card debt, and this was addressed in both of those movies, actually, about college students and what the banks come in and do to colleges all over the United States. And what we wanted to do is address that issue at the core.
And that is the way to go, because the problem that we're witnessing, and James, you and I have talked a lot about this particular subject on cash flow, which, by the way, folks, airs from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. And this is, like I said, this is a unique program in as much that nobody has ever done anything like this. I mean, it's kind of a strange mix of a financial show. I don't know. James, how the heck would you describe this? I mean,
I'd describe it as current financial news. That's the closest to the truth as you're going to get, plus an examination of the credit card industry and a forum for people to address those issues and, more importantly, learn and resolve them in a way that historically has proven to work. But more importantly, an educated listener or an educated student is a person that's prepared for what tomorrow brings and also does not need to be enslaved by the credit card industry with what they're doing now. I mean, this has been following me ever since I started doing this. Everywhere I'm going, from other business people, I just got off the phone with a producer 20 minutes before this, and way over in Mississippi, and I told him what I was doing, and he goes, "Well, God, that's perfect." He goes, "I just got shafted by Capital One over the weekend," and he went off for about 20 minutes, and blah, 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 all for 20 minutes he was going off, and I can't believe they did that, and I can't believe this, and how could they do that? And I said, "Well, you know, that's what they're doing to everybody. This is everybody's issue. But for this particular show, it is going to be the one that leads the way so that the public has a chance to come in and say, okay, this is what's going on. This is what we need to do, and we need to address this where we live. And that would be in our schools. They're supposed to be learning institutions, not places where you send your kids and you end their lives before they even start. That, to me, is a huge crime, because I think, you know, crimes against children, crimes against student are just – that's the worst. I mean, and the colleges that are allowing this to occur is really bad. And for you individuals that are listening, parents, students, it's up to you. You do have power in the situation. You don't have to go up to, you know, while you're in college and go to these places and be forced into a situation, because I know what they're doing. They're coming in and offering small amounts, $500 here. You need a credit card. You need it for emergencies because you can't survive without one. And in this society, it's kind of set up so that it's convenient, one. Two, let's induce some fear and let you think that if you don't have one of these with you, something's going to happen to you. That's a big sales tool right there. Like, what if mommy and daddy aren't there? We got to use our credit card in case we're in an emergency. That's the biggest sales tip that they have.
Yeah.
And then all of that stuff needs to be addressed. And part of what this show is to do is to address that big of solutions as well.
Yeah. And whether people recognize this or not, you know, I mean, credit card debt out there is absolutely massive. Earlier today, you related a story about a woman that owns a couple of houses out in Hollywood Hills. I mean, mm-hmm. She's made her millions, she's lost her millions, but she was late on one credit card payment. Now, mm-hmm. She's got these houses, and I don't even know, what are the houses worth?
One's in the $400,000, one's in the $600,000.
And she owns property, she's trying to sell the property, she had qualified buyers, had AAA credit ratings, but mm-hmm. The banks aren't loaning any money to qualified buyers.
That's right.
For home loans.
The qualification things now are almost impossible for people now. I mean, this guy, I mean, she went off on and on and on about it. He goes, and I was trying to explain to her, because this was like a totally new territory for her. And I said, well, this is what your credit cards are going to do. And then I said, they're going to go 30% all of them, and they're going to tap it out, restrict your spending habits on it, and then going to slowly come in and suffocate you, which is what they do.
It is simply amazing. And a lot of people do not understand They only see the symptoms of the disease, but they don't know the cure for the disease or whence the disease was born from. More on this when we get back with James Martinez, co-host with me on Cashflow. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
One thing beats them all, folks. How would you like to be somebody worth a couple $1,000,000? You've got property, paid off, want to sell it, got qualified buyers beating at your door, and I'm talking A-rating credit, and, well, you just can't sell your houses because the people that made the application for the property, the bank, even though they got great credit ratings, just don't have the money to loan you. Now, what is this saying truly about the banking and financial system in this country? And I'll tell you what it means. These people are scared to death. Because the one thing, James, I mean, logic dictates here. And let me do my Mr. Spock on the Enterprise here. Logic dictates that if you're in a hole in the banking industry and the problem has been subprime mortgages and loaning money to people that, if they trip on the sidewalk and scrape their knee, you know, they might miss a payment or, right, you know, their job situation or whatever. There's a myriad of reasons why people do not make mortgage payments. And the default is the housing defaults, and this just started, folks. Okay, keep this in mind. This just started. The defaults on mortgages is astronomical. But what does that tell you about the health of the banks when they will not loan money to people with solid credit and solid economic history, and they're not loaning the money?
Yeah, she was pretty completely stunned that this was happening, because she's made millions of dollars and all her credit cards are maxed out. I mean, she knew if these two properties are available and the price is right, people will come in and buy it, and then she's going to make a profit, pay off the credit cards.
Sure.
Boom, done. Oh, what's difficult about that? She's probably done it before. So I'm like, and then she tells me, and she's in a complete panic, and she was getting this very private information to her, and I'm like, so these people want to buy these homes now and cannot, and they have perfect credit ratings and everything's hunky dory. But the bank and the mortgage company won't cooperate, and therefore you can't sell the property? I'm like, what? And I said, so who's responsible for that? And she gave me the bank name. I said, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to do? And I told her, you know, you're going to have to address that issue with the B of A. You're going to have to address it with the Federal Trade Commission. You're going to have to address it with the Attorney General.
Huh.
And you're going to have to lay the paperwork foundation down, and when you start defaulting on your credit credit cards, because they'll act like they don't even know what's going on. They'll hurt you first, and then when you've done it administratively, something via paperwork or lawyers or spent money having to clean up for a mistake that they made, it'll take about 4 months or 5 months, because then you're going to have to clean up your credit report. And meanwhile, while your credit report's being damaged, you can't do anything anyway, so you're like in a total gridlock situation. So it's pretty – from her perspective, that was the first time I've heard somebody that has money and does very well and is stuck in this particular situation.
Well, how much credit card debt did she have?
About $400,000, but that's –
whoa. Whoa! Is she gonna? Now that she realizes after talking,
well, that $400,000. I mean, I told her. I said. So you're saying estimating $400,000? And then, yeah. I said, well, look at all the interest rates, because they've raised them all up, and then I want you to calculate the interest plus the amount and the estimated amount of money that you would spend paying it monthly. And then I want you to calculate that, and then I want you to calculate, okay, if you sell your houses, one, did you make any profit, or are you going to lose? And then how long will it take to pay off that? Because, I've had a guy come in. I've had a guy come in and eliminate $350,000 of credit card debt. Took almost 2 years for him to do that, but he had no other way to do it.
Now, when you say eliminated credit card debt, I mean, we're talking a total debt elimination.
Yeah, he had to do – this was about 3 or 4 years ago when the banks were less aggressive. They've changed now. Certain ones of them are more aggressive than the others, Citibank being the most aggressive of all. And he managed to – I think he had like 15 accounts, and he settled to and beat the rest of them. But it took almost 2 years to do that, because you're going to go back and forth with paperwork and this and that. And then after that particular process, then he had to take his administrative argument and then address it with the credit bureaus. So it's
more involved.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I mean, the amount is relative. But for this particular situation, because she can't sell her property and she wants to pay these things off. And she has a history of paying them off, but now she can't.
But the guy that had the $350,000, he eliminated his credit card debt entirely. It took him 2 years. But he did this himself with the aid of your guidance, correct?
Yes.
Okay, walked him through the whole thing. You gave him support for it, everything else. And he successfully discharged 100% of his credit card debt.
Right.
And $350,000.
Right. He had money, and he knew what was at stake, and I told him, I said, look, this is what's going to happen. If you have assets, you need to put them in asset protection. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to take a major lifestyle change. You're going to have to completely think differently about this particular issue. Most people I talk to don't even have that much, and if they do have that much, they usually have assets where they could liquidate and then pay it off. But now you have a situation, like I just mentioned, where this person has assets, and they went to purchase real estate, went to flip it, you know, fix it up, flip it, then sell it, and then pay off this. And now, because of what's happened, she can't do that, and now it's gridlock.
Folks, are you listening to this? Is this making any sense to you at all? That somebody that owes money, that wants to liquidate property to settle a debt, and she can't do it? They've got her boxed in. Tell you what, hang around with me for a few more minutes, if you would, James. Okay. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
There are no more countries, only multinational corporations. The hard, sad truth, as I see it, Raylion Allen from Rumor Mills News, he wrote, "The borders of all nations are gone. The same people who started the Federal Reserve banking system used that money to rape and pillage all the nations of the earth. Then they invested all that money into multinational corporations. Now, the people who own the banks control the world right now. These same people own most of the shares in all of the multinational corporations. There are other corporations that are not owned by these people, but they don't have the same clout and power as Boeing and Raytheon. The major corporations all own their private armies. If you think Blackwater is a menace, think about having an encounter with a SWAT team from Raytheon. Now, we have huge multi-conglomerate corporations with their own intelligence agencies, their own armies, and the ability to print as much money as they need through the Federal Reserve. Now, these people don't need any more money. They don't need any more power. They already have everything they could possibly need. Why are they continuing to foment wars? And since they know there are no more countries, who or what are they going to declare war on? Well, one of the things, religions, We're seeing the beginnings of this Islamic terrorism. I suspect that we'll soon see an increase in terrorism here in the United States. This will mean that you will start seeing these private armies guarding the things that the elite want guarded. Now, I suspect that if we tried to take a tour of Boeing or Raytheon or any of the other major corporations, that we would quickly realize that these private armies really do exist. During Katrina, private armies protected the rich areas. Pravda Seeker is currently reporting on a town in Arizona where the Board of Supervisors is trying to turn an entire county into a gated community. Now, I suspect this gated community would only be for the rich, and I suspect that if this actually happens, the entire country will have its own private army. Now, I wonder if this gated community county is how the elite are implementing Agenda 21, specifically the part of creating islands of humanity. This plan is in Apache County seems like a good way to create a complete us and them world. Now, the uses will be the ones who are lucky enough to live inside of one of these islands of humanity, a.k.a. a gated county patrolled by private army, either controlled by the county or an army from the nearest and largest corporation. That is, in fact, controlling the county. Now, the county may, in fact, only be the bedroom for employees and retirees from a particular corporation. Now, the rest of the thems will live on the outside with the wild animals, no laws, no food, no hospitals, no doctors, and an army of bandits that will rob, rape, and kill us just for the thrill of it. Now, I'm seeing the breakdown of nations. I think that people in Apache County are implementing something that they have been told to implement. I'll bet we will soon see this type of thing implemented in many other countries around this country. Now, the wealthy are abandoning the major cities. They don't care if the terrorists attack them. They and their corporate officers will be snugly tucked in some obscure county like Apache, Arizona, where their corporations manufacture their products in China or some other slave wage country. Now, those of us who still have half a brain left, even though they have pumped fluoride and other crap into our environment and therefore into our bodies in an effort to dumb us down to the submissive slave level, are beginning to see the handwriting on the wall. Two societies are forming here, folks. The elite who work for the corporations and the rest of us who live some kind of a Mad Max existence outside the gated counties and cities of the elite. Nations are gone. Terrorism in the form of religious wars will complete the destruction of nations and states, and soon only gated communities or gated corporations, counties and cities will exist, all patrolled by their own private armies. Now, this is not a joke, folks. I mean, this is stuff that's actually going on and actually happening. And I think that it is oh so timely, James Martinez, that we are doing this cash flow program, because we're going to be going in, and I don't care if I don't get a 50,000-watt blowtorch in Chicago, or I'm not in New York City competing, you know, with that major market that you have to be anointed by somebody to, you know, to be on there like a Sean Hannity. You know, this guy started as just a caller into radio stations, and pretty soon the guy has his own radio program and his own show because he's a paid whore and he looks pretty good while he's doing it. But what we're going to do is capture the rest of the country. And I don't care if this program airs in Cincinnati or, you know, Bufu, Egypt. I don't care. If it's a 500 or 1,000-watt station, I want to cover that community or that city. Or I want to be on the outskirts of that. Because people will seek out the truth.
Yeah, they will.
You know,
yes, I agree.
If I end up on 600 radio stations with you, James, and what do I care? Because people are seeking the truth, they will find us. And the truth of the matter is that this is an entirely rigged game. I do a show, James, with Bob Chapman every Tuesday, and he's the guy that does the International Forecaster. Mm-hmm. His market analysis and global economic analysis is bar none the best that's out there. His prediction rates, and it's not a prediction, not like Sybil the soothsayer, but he is an old crypto guy,
right,
that was in the military. He won't even tell me what military, what arm of the military. And crypto at the time when he was in was the highest clearance level. Well, he knows from the inside out, and then he worked Wall Street for some 24, 25 years. Mm-hmm. So this guy has been around the block many times, and he's only one of two people on this entire planet that is actually watching the Fed Reserve and pretty closely estimating the M3 or the money supply, because Bernanke and the boys are going to hyperinflate everything. Now, again, let me go back to the information. Ron Paul, you know, this guy, did you watch the debates last night?
No, I'm going to review them on YouTube, or I'm going to watch them tonight, but I'm going to check them out. What happened?
Well, basically, he again was relegated to the hinterland. He only had about 8 minutes, I think eight and a half minutes. Somebody told me four, but I don't think that's correct. I didn't put a stopwatch on it, but I think it was closer to 7 or 8 minutes out of a 2-hour debate.
What?
And
8 minutes?
Yeah, and this guy, he's on the banking committees in Washington. He knows foreign policy. When the man speaks, he should be the E.F. Hutton of the political set in this country. When Ron Paul speaks, everybody damn well better listen. Here is a guy that got up a couple of months ago during one of these debates and made the proclamation that we're $60 trillion in the hole. James, they didn't even do a 30-second follow-up. With this guy.
Not just put the camera, just shut him up, go put him in the corner, right? Don't let him speak anymore. That's the attitude, right?
I watched the plug there for MSNBC. They were re-airing the debates. Why they aired them in the middle of the day, I have no idea. But they re-aired the debates and their little promos. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we had Giuliani, and we had McCain, and we had Brown.
Who got the most airtime? Who got the most airtime?
I didn't watch the entire thing, but it was between Giuliani and Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. But my point is that even when they did the promo for the MSNBC airing of the debates, the second-tier guy was thrown in there, Brownback. I mean, John McCain's not doing real hot. I mean, I don't even know why this guy is still in the race. He's got to have a clue that he doesn't have a chance. But right. They keep going to these guys. And they wouldn't even put Ron Paul's picture up there, a little flash picture, in the plug or the commercial for the debates for MSNBC. They are staying away from this guy like he's got leprosy.
Right.
And here's the only guy that's telling the truth, that, hey, I want to dump the Federal Reserve. He got on a radio program here last Friday. I mean, this is all over the Internet. Mm-hmm. And he said that when asked the question about the economy and the dollar and all this stuff, and he said, hey, look, I'm doing this from memory. I don't have it right in front of me. But basically he said that, yeah, we might have a crash, and the dollar goes to zero. Now, this has gone all through the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is not hitting is the public at large.
I know. That should tell all the listeners here, look, if this guy can't even get any airtime to talk about this in the way he deserves, that says it all right there to me.
I mean, it's the most incredible thing, because I out of any Democrat that's running, and you see who's running, Kucinich on that side, and, oh, my God, God forbid, Hillary Clinton. I mean, the biggest communist/socialist that's ever hit this country. But she is basically being supported by the Bush White House.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, you take a look at this, and the one guy that should be grilled to no end, and the majority of the questions, they should be hammering this guy, because the more questions you ask, the more responses you get from a political candidate, the more chances you're going to find his weak spots, the more chances you're going to find the chink in his armor. And then once you discover that, then you really go after him, and you can completely kill this guy in the public's eye. But they're so afraid of him. Because the only thing the guy ever speaks is the truth.
Right.
They won't even try to destroy him in that way. They're just trying. It's the elephant in the living room. It's sitting right there, but they're trying to ignore it.
Total denial. Right.
It's incredible.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I know. I think at this stage, when you cannot, a candidate cannot get on and say his piece and his what he's actually wants to say and what the public wants to hear too, that should just send out a clear message to everybody, including all the credit card issue, including the banking, including everything that's going on. Here's a guy that What did you say? He's got 3 million people. What kind of support is he getting on the web?
All
this support is basically on the internet, which is a free space.
Yeah.
If you're on the web and you can get some free information, he's happened to do very well on the web.
I mean, it's amazing. Let me see if I can pull up some numbers on him real quick here.
I mean, his campaign in the last 2 or 3 months seems to me that he's getting more popular on the web and less popular on TV, almost to the point of now I think people are going to start getting a little bit more demanding of their broadcasting companies to fair up the game, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's really a shame because at this time in this country's history, you need somebody to make people aware of how the country used to be structured, why it worked the way it did, and not only to identify why it was so good, but how you can put it back together. There is no, I mean, out of all the people that I can think of in this presidential race, there is no better man that is suited for the job. And think about this, folks. I mean, we all want Ron Paul to have the presidency of the United States. I don't think we'll disagree with that, because he appeals to liberals, he appeals to libertarians, he appeals to conservatives, he appeals across the board because he's touching on issues that concern a lot of people, and he's striking that chord. That's another reason why they're scared to death of him. And to watch this, now imagine this, folks, we want him in the White House, but what are we handing Mr. Paul if and when he does take the seat in the Oval Office? This guy is going to have a monumental task, probably the hardest job of any president in U.S. history, maybe outside of George Washington. And I'm not exaggerating.
Right. He's got to do the total cleanup crew routine. He's going to clean up the gigantic, huge, monolithic disaster area, which the previous administrations have left him.
And as having the so-called bully pulpit, encouraging more people to come forth, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country is not a typing exercise. He can start enlisting the better minds, not the people with agendas or egos or anything else that just want to use their political platforms for self-gain. He could serve as the recruitment poster to bring people into Congress, the Senate critters and the Congress critters up there. These people are corrupt beyond belief. But as using that bully pulpit for the clarion call for the honest people to put down their job that they're doing right now, come into the service of your country, and I do mean service of your country, because we're in an emergency situation right now.
That's correct.
And I can see no better choice for this. Whether or not he gets it, that's going to be another matter. But he's been raising funds. In the last quarter of this year, he wants to raise $12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about billions and billions and trillions, and that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money. Not to a bean counter, it wouldn't anyhow, that deals with such figures.
Mm-hmm.
But to the average person, this grassroots campaign that he's put together, that's a lot of money.
Right.
But these are the very people that understand what is wrong with this country, and they're starting to recognize a guy that has a clue on how to fix it. Therein lies the difference. And I watched that debate yesterday, James, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching Giuliani. Now, I'm sure this guy would be great at a cocktail party. He'd be great entertainment. Mitt Romney is a nonstop jabberwocky. He looks slick even when he's in trouble. And unfortunately, a lot of people identify winners with just a good line and a good rap and a good gift of gab. That somehow...
The delivery, right.
Yeah, and the delivery. I mean, hey, you're Hollywood.
If I were the casting director and I was going to be booking the president for a major series or movie, that would be the guy I'd choose.
Oh, he's perfect.
He's perfect.
He looks good.
He's perfect. Yeah, that's right.
He looks good, but there's no substance.
There's nothing.
And I was watching this debate, and I'm thinking, and that's exactly the sentiment. That's exactly the thought that was kept running through my head. Where's the beef? Remember that old, Burger King commercial or whatever it was?
Right.
Little old lady? Where's the beef? There's no meat there. There's no substance.
Right.
I mean, it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Hey, well, look, I want people to tune in to Cashflow. I want you folks, start listening to the program. And then start going to your mom and pop stations out there in your communities. And I don't care if it serves 20,000 or 50,000 or 100,000, whatever it is. This is probably one of the, and I'm not blowing my own horn here, but it's probably the most interesting and dynamic programming that can be put out there to the mainstream public that's going to grab their attention, and hence they're going to start paying attention to the detail. We're going to give them an education on the credit card fraud, the banking fraud, and on finances in general. So this is a backdoor approach, but we want it to be successful. And John, what is Michael's extension? Is it 123? 123. Call Michael at extension 123. Call your local radio station. Call them, folks. Mm-hmm. And then give us a call here at 800-724-2719. And tell these people, and call Michael here at the network, and tell these people there's a hot show out there that if you want to sell some advertising, you want to grab the public's attention, you want them listening to your radio station, guess what? If there's three or four radio stations in town, you guys are going to have the one that is going to make the most impact. And I'll tell you what, since you've been on this long, let me carry on to the short segment here. And we'll take the break here, and I'll bring James Martinez back because I want people to understand, again, what we're doing here at a university level, and then I want James to put out his information. And aside from all that, folks, if you're drowning in credit card debt, I got the guy at the other end of the microphone here that can help you with it. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back.
bumper, only with guts. I like it. At any rate, James, I want people to understand that what we are doing here has never been done before. And I don't want to tip the hand here, but we've got some very serious people possibly looking at this at large-scale distribution. I mean large scale.
Yes, and I want to add, before or after we got off of cash flow, I did have another conversation, and the momentum has already started, and I'll call you regarding that as soon as you have a free moment. But
because we got documentary filmmakers, movie makers that basically.
Look, I just got off the phone with it. Just for everybody before I take off for today, I just got off the phone with an executive producer, a guy that I've worked with for years, that's worked in the music business, film, and knows some of the broadcast people on a higher level. That it can't wait to assist to get this thing up to the position where it needs to be for everybody. So I'm going to be getting help from a lot of people.
Well, and folks, we're recruiting you as well. I mean, if you're in a little town in Ohio or California, I mean, it doesn't have to be a city of a million people, but even if it is, call the radio station and tell them that there's a hot new show on. And you need to pay attention to what these guys are doing. Help us out, folks. By helping us, you're going to be helping your fellow man. And what I am, and James, you're on the same page as I am. I mean, we even had a discussion. I think there was somebody that called into the cash flow program yesterday, and well, we ought to just start shooting these bankers. And it kind of freaked you out a little bit. And to me, it's a normal course of things, but that demonstrates the frustration level of people out there.
Oh, look, everybody that's frustrated with this, I'm telling you, I know some of you feels isolated because it's your reality exists with the confines of your own home or your apartment or wherever you live, and you may not necessarily know exactly what's going on all over the place. My thing is, I know we're going to have a separate website up. These movies that were made, they were made, and once I show those to people, then it not only becomes a personal issue, then they know it's all across America that this is going on, and that there are solutions to fix those problems. And by you, the public, going about to fix them, you're actually helping yourself and each other. But when you do not, and you keep continuing to use the credit cards and so forth, you're not only asking for more trouble, you're reinforcing bad behavior from what's going on at the very top. So by you actually fixing your financial situation with credit cards, you're actually that's like your vote. There's a lot of power in that. And when people resurrect and they come from a completely different form of thinking, because what's happened to them is everybody is – self-esteem is at the very lowest point because they have this such and such amount of alleged, quote-unquote, alleged debt that's going on. And really, when they're put into this school and they learn what's going on, they realize that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing.
Yeah.
When they get their head wrapped around that, then it's the whole world opens up.
Well, and yeah, I hear bumper music, and I still didn't get around to what I wanted to cover in this short segment. Can you tell there's a couple of talk show hosts talking to each other?
Right, exactly.
Well, and this is your first foray into radio. I mean, you've done some radio before. You've been interviewed, but you've never done a Monday through Friday program.
No.
I mentioned to you, what was it this morning? I said, I have a tendency to rock on. I've got a lot of things to say. I said, you need to be more aggressive, popping in, with your viewpoint. And you warned me that. Well, I don't know if you want me to do that or not. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, well, yes, I do.
I could go on and on and on and on and on, but this is a family program. So.
Well, aside from that other stuff, well, I'll tell you what. If you could just hang on for a few more minutes,
okay.
I want to get this
UOT
thing out of the way, and we'll be right back, folks. 90 seconds. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up. With